To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's sunset photo comes from a friend's recent trip to the Venice fishing pier in Venice, Florida. I share it because of the spectacular view and because I love to share photos of pathways on Thursdays as we have gone over the hump of the week and approaching the weekend. I also share pathways on Thursdays because I am teaching tonight at Rock Solid Church and am encouraging others to follow the pathway to Christian discipleship that leads to victory, joy, and peace. As much as I would love everyone who sees this message or hears this message to come to the class or to listen to the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast, I understand how entering into the spiritual walk can be a scary prospect. When we decide to become more spiritual or to pursue God, we can fear what will happen if we do. I remember before coming to Christ as viewing anyone religious or spiritual as deluded, unintelligent, or insane. I felt that way because the way I lived was anything but spiritual, and I didn't want to give up my many vices. But after I took that one small step of faith towards God by accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior, I understood the peace that comes from God's forgiveness and being in harmony with Him. There was still a lot to learn and a lot of work to do, but after knowing the assurance of my salvation and the fact that God was real and that Christ was the way, there was no other way I wanted to go but towards Him. After I knew a small piece of the truth, I was like the Apostle Peter who said to Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So, take a small step towards God, and He will guide you the rest of the way. This morning's meditation verse is Colossians 3:16 from the New King James Version. It says, "Let the Lord of Christ dwell in you richly in all let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Today's verse highlights the importance of studying and meditating on the Word of God, encouraging our brothers and sisters in Christ, and worshiping the Lord in a song. As Christians who are seeking to be disciples, the practice of learning the truth of our faith through studying the Word of God can't be overemphasized. Reading the Bible isn't just like reading a textbook. It's a spiritual practice because we are approaching the Word that was given to us by the Lord Himself. Also, its study is blessed by the Holy Spirit as He awaits our seeking the truth and delivers insights and revelations periodically, as He is the one who will lead us into all truth. Reading the Bible is also a Christian discipline that is vital for our spiritual growth and maturity. It's like taking spiritual vitamin supplements. The longer we take the Word of God, partake of the Word of God, the more benefits we receive. The process of renewing our minds is the process of replacing worldly knowledge or things we thought we knew about Christianity and replacing them with what the Word actually says. Anyone seeking to deepen their faith and to grow should have a daily spiritual practice of prayer and Bible study. When we do this, we not only personally benefit from drawing closer to God, but we are better equipped to share the gospel with those outside of the faith, as well as encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. The Christian life is not only one to be lived alone. We are to gather and encourage one another. Our faith and presence are an encouragement to others. Our encouragements are even more powerful when we have been meditating on the words we have read and share their wisdom with others. But our Christian lives aren't all study and meditation. They are supposed to be filled with love and joy. The practice of worshiping the Lord in song is a living expression of our hearts for God, which is improved by our knowledge of Him. Have you ever loved someone and then got to know them better and somehow love them even more? The same phenomenon is experienced the more we know about the Lord. I personally feel that those who are timid about worshiping God in song only have a cursory understanding of the Lord, or they haven't connected their head knowledge about God to their hearts. either way, the one way, one can connect the heart and mind is through worship. To get past timidity, I suggest closing your eyes when you worship if the presence of others intimidates you. Just focusing on what God means to you, how the words of the worship music are true and reflect Him and your relationship with Him is all you should be concerned with when worshiping in song. As you continue to practice worshiping God in song, you'll become less timid in your expression and will eventually worship without fear of the opinions of men and express your love of God in spirit and in truth. So study His word. Love God while you do it. Reflect on His awesomeness and follow His guidance. Open your heart, move past your fears, and boldly worship the Lord in song privately as well as at the weekly church service. As disciples, we surrender ourselves to the Lord and give Him everything we have in mind, body, and spirit. So practice your faith with intensity, passion, and joy. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. June Hunt's Biblical Counseling Keys on alcohol and drug abuse, breaking free and staying free. Today's topic is what is substance abuse, as well as what is the downward spiral of dependency. So if you have issues with drugs and alcohol, or you know someone who does, or just want to learn, go to mtforchrist.org and check it out. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.